You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman presented the vote on account or the interim budget for FY25 while maintaining a balance between inclusive and sustainable growth with fiscal prudence. In a report analyzing the interim budget, SBI Caps said, quote, over the last 10 years, union budgets have consistently emphasized key themes, including a heightened emphasis on capacity expansion through infrastructure development, intensified structural reforms to enhance the system efficiency, increased focus on self-reliance through strategic import substitution and export promotion, and a steadfast commitment to fiscal targets. The interim budget for FY25 aligns with these trends, underscoring inclusive and sustainable growth as a focal point for the future. Unquote. Meanwhile, Paytm shares continued their downward spiral during the day, hitting another 20% lower circuit on Friday, following a 20% decline the previous day. The stock at one point stood at ₹487. Founder Vijay Shekhar Sharma addressed concerns in an analyst call on Thursday, characterizing the Reserve Bank of India's action on Paytm Payments Bank as a speed bump. Sharma expressed confidence in navigating the challenges through strategic partnerships with other banks, foreseeing a resolution in the coming days or quarters. However, leading financial institutions such as Jefferies, JM Financial and Axis Capital have downgraded Paytm's outlook. Jefferies shifted its rating from buy to underperform, slashing the target price from ₹1,050 to ₹500 per share. On to market. Shares of the world's largest two-wheeler manufacturer, Hero MotoCorp, rose 9.2% to hit an all-time high of ₹555 after the company reported a 22% year-on-year growth in its two-wheeler sales. The company sold 4,33,598 units against the 3,56,690 units sold in the same period a year ago. According to a press release, the motorcycle sales contributed the most of the growth. The company sold 4,02,056 motorcycle units in January. The company shares in the last 5 days have risen 5.66%, 57.52% in the last 6 months, 77.34% in the last year, and 60.45% in the last 5 years. Elara Capital, in a research note, said that India's leading car makers reported the best ever monthly sales in the local market. In some more market news, Dealerplex debuted on the bourse and opened at ₹309, a 60% premium to the issue price of ₹192. The shares were listed in the NSE SME category. In the grey market, the shares of the company were trading at 75.5% premium. The grey market is an unofficial market where shares are traded illegally before listing, providing a hint to investors about the forthcoming listing of the shares. The company opened its issues at a price band of ₹186 to ₹192. The issue was opened on January 25th and closed on January 30th. The issue collected ₹46.08 crore by offering 24 lakh shares. It was a combination of both fresh and offer for sale. Moving on, in January 2024, IPOs of 23 companies opened up for retail investors for subscriptions, both in the main board and SME segments. The total amount raised by the companies was nearly ₹3,500 crore. The main board segment raised 5.6 times more than SME IPOs in January. In the main board segment, 5 companies raised around ₹2,950 crore. MediAssist Healthcare raised the most. The company raised around ₹1,170 crore. Jyoti CNC Automation stands at second by raising ₹1,000 crore. The remaining three aggregating raised nearly ₹1,100 crore. Divam Sharma, founder and fund manager at Green Portfolio PMS, said that considering the data of the pipeline of DRHP filings, they are expecting their IPO activity to continue in 2024 as well. Over to industry. Century Textiles and Industries Limited announced its fiscal third quarter profit for the financial year 2023-24 at ₹83.30 crore, up 855.3% in comparison to ₹8.72 crore during the corresponding quarter of the previous year. It posted revenue from operations at ₹1,271.94 crore, up 8.8%, as against ₹1,168.68 crore during the third quarter of FY23. The company's EBITDA stood at ₹178 crore. R.K. Talmia, Managing Director, Century Textiles and Industries Limited, said, Quote, the company has showcased a remarkable turnaround this quarter as a testament to its resilience. Stellar performances by pulp and paper business achieving higher production levels and sales volumes this quarter as a result of various strategic initiatives. Unquote. Lastly, let's see how the share market performed today. Benchmark indices ended on a positive note in a volatile session on Friday, with Nifty around 21,850. Top gainers on Nifty were BPCL, Power Grid Corporation, ONGC, Adani Ports and Coal India, while losers were Eicher Motors, Axis Bank, HDFC Life, HDFC Bank and HUL. Among sectors, oil and gas index up 4% and information, technology, metal, realty, power indices up 1.5 to 2% each, while bank index down 0.5%. BSE mid-cap index rose 1% and small-cap index added 0.6%. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.